One week before the January 6th celebration of Christmas, called the Holy Birth, Armenians fast, eating only one light meal a day. They also clean their houses top to bottom in preparation of the holy day. Gagant Baba is very similar to Santa Claus, though his name translates to Father of the New Year's Eve. Most families exchange holiday gifts on this night. Many Armenians decorate their Christmas trees with doves. It is said that Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat in historic Armenia. Since the dove was the animal that brought news of peace, they are placed on the tree to demonstrate their wish for peace. There's an interesting story behind the composition of the classic Christmas carol, Silent Night. It is said that on Christmas Eve, 1818, the village of Oberndorf's church organ stopped working. The prospect of a Christmas Eve without music was unthinkable to the priest, so he shared with the organist, Franz Bauer, scribblings of a new Christmas hymn he had written. From it, Bauer created a carol that could be accompanied by guitar, and the song Silent Night made the night in Oberndorf not so silent after all. Today, Christmas Eve begins with a dinner of fried or baked carp with sauerkraut, a chocolate and apricot cake, or cookies for dessert. Even more exciting for youngsters than sweets is what follows. A bell is rung, and a door that has been locked, hiding the decorated Christmas tree and gifts, is finally opened. In anticipation of the new year, fortune-telling is an important part of the Belarusian holiday season. For example, eligible women will pile grain into mounds. A rooster is brought in. Generally, he'll walk around for a while, ultimately pecking at one pile. The owner of the pile he selects will be the first to wed. Another way marriage is forecasted involves two mirrors. If an eligible woman positions the mirrors in the right way, the face of her husband-to-be will appear in one of the mirrors. Straw also plays a starring role in Belarusian holiday traditions. It can be found on the dinner table, a reminder of the manger where Christ was born. Adults draw straws as a way to foresee the coming year, and straw ornaments in all shapes and sizes adorn the Belarusian Christmas tree. In a country that makes 172,000 tons of chocolate a year, you can be certain that food plays an important role during the holidays. In addition to speculoos, a gingerbread cookie that is shaped like St. Nicholas, and bûche de Noël, a Yule log-shaped cake, a sweetbread called kounel, shaped like the baby Jesus, is also served. Other traditional Belgian foods include Belgian fries, said to originate here, not France, and carbonades, a beef stew that simmers in Belgian brown beer. One more fun fact about Belgian food. Did you know that endive was discovered in Belgium in 1830? And most all the endive enjoyed in the United States is grown there. A land of many cultures means a holiday season brimming with a tasty variety of foods. A typical Creole Christmas dinner may include rice, beans, and potato salad, turkey, stuffing, ham, with black fruit cake for dessert. Fruit wines made from berries, rice, and cashews are also enjoyed. Mestizo Belizeans prepare a delicious soup called white relleno with pork, chicken, olives, and raisins. Everyday tamales are made special by those of Mayan descent by substituting the usual chicken with pork or turkey instead. In Bolivia, Christmas Eve is when most of the holiday festivities take place. Family, extended family, and friends gather for a feast. At midnight, some Bolivians come together around their nativity scene to pray. In Cochabamba, a city in central Bolivia, and in other cities and towns, Bolivians launch extraordinary fireworks displays. And while Santa Claus is certainly a presence in Bolivia, it is much more common to see images of the baby Jesus, and it is he, not Santa, who brings children their Christmas gifts. During the holiday season, children celebrating Christmas are visited by Santa Claus, known as Dede Meraz. Families and friends dressed in their holiday finest gather to decorate the Christmas tree and enjoy a hearty feast complete with delicious cookies. Vesela Kolada from Bulgaria. A Bulgarian Christmas would not be complete without a wealth of time-honored traditions. The Christmas Eve meal, always featuring an odd number of dishes and always meat-free, includes such delicacies as peppers and vine leaves stuffed with rice and beans, dried plums and onions. Walnuts also play an important role during the winter holiday season. Family members each crack open a nut. A good and tasty walnut foretells a joyous year to come. An empty or rotten one foreshadows bad luck. Many Bulgarians place a silver coin inside a loaf of bread. The finder of the coin will enjoy good luck. Kole Duvene is another holiday tradition celebrated primarily in smaller towns. On Christmas Eve, young men called Koledari dress in costumes specific to their village and sing songs and share blessings with their neighbors. The holiday season is also a time for romance in Canada. An English-Canadian tradition is the kissing ball. An evergreen wreath decorated with candles, apples, and nuts hangs in the doorway. Young women standing beneath it are subject to be kissed by eligible young men. In Quebec and other parts of Canada, November 25th marks a festival in honor of St. Catherine, patron saint of single women. The highlight of the event is a taffy pull or latir. Eligible women age 25 and over make taffy and share in the pulling with eligible men in the community. Taffy making takes a long time, and as the couples work, they talk, get to know one another, and who knows, perhaps the beginning of a sweet romance. Christmas is a time to spend with family, decorate the home, and exchange gifts. The primary winter holiday, though, is the New Year, when the entire country celebrates for 2 weeks with fireworks, parades, elaborate floats, gifts, and food. Legend tells that Buddha called all the animals to see him on New Year's Day. The 12 that greeted him are honored with their own year. Those born in each animal's year are said to share the animal's traits. Christmas Eve is the focal point of a season filled with celebrations and observances. In preparation for Immaculate Conception Day, on the evening of December 7th, Colombians celebrate Dia de las Velitas, Day of the Candles. Candles and lanterns are placed everywhere imaginable, and cities and towns glow. There are even competitions for the best light displays. After Christmas, before Three Kings Day, Dia de los Inocentes, Day of the Innocents, takes place on December 28th. Though the origins of this holiday are grim, King Herod's execution of young male children in Bethlehem, the commemoration is lighthearted. It is a day of pranks and trickery, much like April Fool's Day. The Croatian Christmas Eve feast includes such delicacies as codfish, smelt, and sardines. On Christmas Day, families enjoy stuffed cabbage, sarma, a dish of minced meat and sauerkraut, and turkey with noodles. Depending upon the region, different saints bring children gifts on different days. For example, St. Nicholas shares gifts in northern and central Croatia on December 6th. In the south and northeast, it is St. Lucy who brings gifts on December 13th. While traditionally gift-giving hasn't been a part of Christmas Day, in recent years it has become more commonplace, and presents are said to have been brought by baby Jesus. Did you know that Good King Wenceslas of the time-honored Christmas Carol is the patron saint of the Czech Republic? Fortune-telling is abundant during the holiday season, when forecasts for marriage and good health are made. One custom is to cut an apple in half. If a star is formed by the seeds, good fortune will come to the one who cut it. In another example, candles are placed in walnut shells and floated in a pan of water. If two shells float toward each other, the two to whom they belong will wed within the year. On December 4th, cherry twigs are cut by unmarried young women and placed in a bowl of water. If the branch blooms by Christmas Eve, she is fated to marry in the coming year. Winter is a dark season in Denmark, and candles play an important role in Danish holiday celebrations. Christmas is referred to as Feast of the Candles, and it is said that Danes use more candles per person than any other country on earth. Candles grace the Christmas tree, outdoor trees and gardens, and the Advent crown. Families also burn a calendar candle each day for the 24 days leading up to Christmas. Another Danish holiday tradition is the Christmas luncheon, generally held on a Friday in December. These are elaborate celebrations for employees hosted by their employer. Sometimes they start in the afternoon and extend until dawn the next day. A typical Christmas luncheon menu may include herring, cold salmon, roast duck or pork, an assortment of cheeses, beer, and schnapps, which is a type of liqueur. Many Ecuadorian Indians live and work in the mountains. During the Christmas season, families dressed in bright colors accompany their equally festive llamas to the lowlands where their employers live. Beautiful nativity scenes grace the ranch houses, and gifts of fruit and vegetables are brought as offerings to the baby Jesus. The employer hosts a huge feast and fiesta for everyone that lasts well into the night. Another interesting Ecuadorian tradition takes place New Year's Eve. Hand-built effigies called Años Viejos, or Old Years, are stuffed with sawdust and fireworks. The dolls represent the year past. They are carried throughout town, often by women and children dressed in mourning black, as in a mock funeral. In the spirit of out with the old, in with the new, the dolls are set ablaze. Approximately 10% of Egypt's population is Christian. Because the Holy Family spent time in Egypt, the holiday, celebrated on January 7th, is an important one. Following Christmas Eve services, families return home to enjoy a feast called Fatah, consisting of bread, rice, garlic, and savory meat. Children leave kak, bread sweetened with honey and cinnamon, for Papa Noel, who leaves gifts for them in return. The bread is also shared with neighbors and friends on Christmas morn. In England, the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, or the Feast of St. Stephen, also is a time for celebration. Some say the name Boxing Day comes from the clay boxes young boys used to collect money. Others believe the term comes from the post-holiday practice of opening the church's collection boxes and distributing alms. Today, the holiday is when people give gifts to those who have provided services to them throughout the year, such as trash collectors, hairdressers, mail carriers, waiters, and maids. Christmas in Estonia is a time for ancient tradition and new. In preparation, Estonians may clean the house and take a sauna before Christmas Eve festivities begin. To assure good health and prosperity in the coming year, some Estonians will eat 7, 9, even 12 times on Christmas Eve. It's important to keep the food out overnight so ancestors and other spirits can feast as well. A fire is kept burning in the hearth as a symbol of the winter solstice's gradual return to light and warmth. A modern-day tradition is a Christmastime jazz festival held annually in Tallinn and other Estonian cities. Christmas Eve is a busy and festive time for Finns. In a tradition that dates back to the 13th century, at noon, a traditional piece of Christmas speech is given by the mayor of Helsinki. Though he is the mayor of Helsinki, his speech is given in Turku, the former Finnish capital city. In the afternoon, everyone heads for the sauna and then changes into fresh new clothes. Families may visit cemeteries to pay their respects, placing a candle atop each grave. At dusk, Finnish cities and towns are illuminated by thousands upon thousands of these glowing tapers. Farmers will often leave seeds and nuts out for the birds on Christmas Eve. In fact, in some families, dinner cannot be eaten until the birds have enjoyed their feast. During the holiday season, you will find nativity scenes or crèches in most French homes. Little handcrafted clay saints called santons fill the crèche. These figurines are treasures, often passed down from one generation to the next. Nativity plays and puppet shows also are common sights during the holiday season. Following midnight mass, families gather for a sumptuous feast called Réveillon or Awakening, symbolic of Christ's birth. Sleepy and with full stomachs, children leave shoes in front of the fireplace with the hope that Père Noël will leave them treats. It is believed that the tradition of bringing home a Christmas tree originated in Germany. Tannenbaum, the original German Christmas evergreen, would be illuminated with candles, though nowadays electric lights are preferred. On St. Nicholas Eve, December 5th, children leave shoes or boots out to be filled with tasty treats by the saint. Those who have misbehaved receive twigs. In some parts of Germany, children are visited on Christmas Eve, too, by an angel sent by the Christchild, or by Der Weihnachtsmann, a character reminiscent of Santa Claus. While some Greeks do have a traditional Christmas tree, most all partake in the tradition of wrapping basil around a cross. Throughout the season, the basil is dipped in holy water and waved around the house to keep mean spirits called Kilakenzari away. These creatures are not truly evil, just mischievous, and they only make an appearance during the 12 days of Christmas. They enter the home through the fireplace, so Greek hearths are kept continually ablaze in an effort to keep them at bay. Basil and water make another appearance on January 1st, St. Basil's Day. Gifts are exchanged and water is replaced in all the home's jugs and pots. The Guatemalan holiday season begins on the evening of December 7th and La Cuerna del Diablo, Burning of the Devil. The devils, which represent the sins of the previous year, are crafted from papier-mâché and filled with firecrackers. At promptly 6 p.m., the piñata devils are tossed into bonfires. With the year's transgressions in ashes, Guatemalans are pure again and ready for another holy day, December 8th, which marks the Immaculate Conception Feast. On Christmas Eve, Hungarian children must stay out of the house until the table is set and dinner is served. The meatless meal usually features a fish soup, fried fish, and cabbage. For dessert, a walnut and poppy seed bread called bailey is served. Children eagerly await the moment that dinner is over so they can peek into a room that has been locked all evening. Inside, they are dazzled to see that baby Jesus visited while they were away, leaving a Christmas tree twinkling with lights and ornaments, chocolates wrapped in bright paper, and presents for everyone. Special foods mark the holiday season in Iceland: skate wing, mutton, ptarmigan, and leaf bread, for example. December 23rd is St. Þorleikr Day, Iceland's patron saint. And throughout the country, people celebrate by enjoying the traditional skate wing luncheon. The fish, which resembles a stingray, is caught late in fall and is aged and pickled to perfection, ready just in time for December 23rd. Long ago, Icelandic sheep were slaughtered at the beginning of the winter holiday season to be served as mutton soup on Christmas Eve. Ptarmigan, a wild bird, also is served on Christmas Eve. Previously considered a peasant's meal, the dish is now quite a delicacy. Finally, no Icelandic Christmas Eve would be complete without leaf bread. These thin cookies are imprinted with ornate designs, the pattern of which is passed down from generation to generation. The harvest season is a time of regional festivals in India. During Onam Festival in Kerala, children collect fresh flowers and decorate their homes. Families spend time together relaxing and enjoying a great feast. In Tamil Nadu, Pongal traditions include a thorough house cleaning and painting, tributes to the sun god and to cattle, and preparation of a rich rice pudding. Diwali, a holiday of light celebrated throughout India, is often referred to as the festival of sweets. In southern India, the treats are likely to be rice-based. In the west and north, they are often made from wheat. Favorites include barfi, a milk and sugar sweet garnished with cardamom and pistachios, rasmali, made from cheese curd in a sweet sauce, and kajakatli, which is diamond-shaped and made of crushed cashews. On Christmas Eve, Irish families leave the door open to welcome Mary and Joseph. In lieu of cookies and milk, they leave out mince pie and a Guinness beer for Father Christmas. The day after Christmas is St. Stephen's Day, when Irish children participate in the Wren Boys procession. They go from house to house carrying an object designed to look like a wren or a mulberry bush on a stick. They parade through town, making noise and music, begging neighbors for a donation to help the poor, starving wren. Then the children pocket the loot for themselves. Did you know that before Christianity came to Italy, people celebrated the winter holiday Saturnalia to honor the god Saturn? This commemoration, also a winter solstice and harvest festival, was held on December 17th. Today, that same date launches Novena and the beginning of Advent, a time of celebration and song leading up to Christmas Eve. In Italy, the Christmas Eve feast often includes the popular capitone or eel, served roasted, grilled, or fried following midnight mass. For dessert, save room for panettone, a light fruit cake, panforte, a type of gingerbread, and spumetti, a fluffy chocolate hazelnut treat. Christmas is not a national holiday in Japan. In fact, most people work and attend school that day. But there are a few uniquely Japanese Christmas traditions. On the way home from work, father or mother will pick up a Christmas cake from the bakery. For those who are unmarried, there's a lot of pressure to have a date on Christmas Eve. Reservations must be made well in advance, since it is a night where many enjoy romantic and elegant dinners at fine restaurants. Another hallmark of the Japanese holiday season is music, specifically Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, known as the Daiku, which is performed just about everywhere imaginable in Japan in December and January. On Christmas Eve, Kenyan children travel door to door singing Christmas carols. Often they are rewarded with a gift of money, which they then donate to their local church. These contributions add up and make a big difference to the church and community. Traditional holiday foods include nyama koma, which is an assortment of roasted meats, mukimo, which is mashed potatoes with corn or peas, and chapati, a flatbread. On the coast, families enjoy a rice and meat dish seasoned with spices called pilau. While Christmas is not a traditional Korean holiday, radio and TV stations may feature special Christmas programming. Family members may gather together to enjoy a Christmas Eve meal of rice cake soup called duk and pickled vegetables called kimchi. And children leave their socks to be filled with small gifts by Santa Haraboji. Latvians celebrate Zīmes Vecti, which translates as winter festival, based on winter solstice celebrations of long ago. The season begins in November with Martini and the culmination of the harvest. Homes are adorned with grains, evergreen branches, and pazuri. Pazuri are diamond-shaped decorations made from straw. You'll often see pazuri as ornaments on Latvian Christmas trees. Foretelling the year to come also is a popular Latvian holiday tradition. For example, a young woman kicks off her shoe. When it lands, her shoe toe points to the direction from which her future husband will arrive. Molten wax can also forecast the future. Hot wax is poured into a bucket of water, and the shape reveals what is to come. For instance, a ship may mean travel, the sun may mean mild weather ahead. Lebanese Christians celebrate the holiday by building creches and decorating a Christmas tree. On Christmas Eve, many attend midnight mass, and children leave stockings to be filled with gifts by Santa Claus. On Christmas Day, family and friends visit one another's homes for chocolates, sweet almonds, baklava, liqueurs, and coffee. Traditional folk dances called dabka also are performed during the holiday season. In Lithuania, unusual happenings take place on Christmas Eve. Barn animals are said to speak, and games are played with straw to predict the future. The person who draws the largest straw will have a long life. Some say the unmarried woman who draws the shortest straw will marry the soonest. Beginning on Christmas Eve and continuing each night until Three Kings Day on January 6th, Grandfather Christmas travels to Lithuanian homes, often accompanied by children, bringing small gifts like fruit, candy, and soaps. At each home, families entertain Grandfather Christmas with music and dance. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, outdoor markets sprout up in town squares around the country. Villages of wooden huts that feature holiday decorations, food, drink, and arts and crafts. Bowls of fruit and nuts are placed around the Christmas tree, and families often celebrate Christmas Eve by attending midnight mass, then returning home for a bountiful meal featuring black pudding, venison, mashed potatoes, and applesauce with Stollen and Bûche de Noël, Yule log cake, for dessert. Pastorelas, or shepherd's plays, tell the story of the Nativity from the point of view of the shepherds. On Christmas Eve, a rooster mass, or Misa del Gallo, is held at midnight. The mass is named for the rooster because legend tells that the birth of Christ is the only time a rooster crowed at midnight. Most gifts are exchanged on January 6th, Dia de los Reyes, when the Magi visits. Three Kings Day also is a time when families enjoy Rosca de Reyes bread. Hidden inside the bread are small figurines representing the Christ child. Those who find a baby in their slice must host a party at their house before Candlemas on February 2nd. During the winter holiday season, many Native American tribes open their homes to neighbors for lunch and dinner. Seasonal foods include turkey, buffalo, and venison, and corn soup. Traditional dances and dress often accompany the end of the harvest and the winter solstice. The holidays are a time of giving. In one tradition, tribe members form a circle around a pile of food, clothing, blankets, and other household items. One by one, the items are tossed out to the crowd as gifts. Trees are often decorated with handcrafted items like woven God's eyes. A pinch of tobacco and feathers are used in blessings, and mirrors and bells on the tree ward off bad spirits. The approach of Christmas Eve brings an eerie sound that resonates through much of Eastern Holland. During Advent, each evening at dusk, farmers stand above their well and blow long handcrafted wooden horns, an announcement that the birth of Christ is near. Traditional Christmas foods include kerstbrood, or Christmas loaf, and kerstkrans, the traditional Holland ring cake. Marzipan and fruit pastries are other sweet treats Dutch families enjoy during the holiday season. In ancient times, Yuletide was a festival marking the winter solstice, a celebration of the harvest and the return of the sun. Today, the holiday season blends both pagan and Christian tradition. Festivities begin on St. Lucia Day, December 13th. Throughout the country, processions are led by a young woman dressed in white robes, wearing an illuminated wreath crown. Legend tells that on St. Lucia night, farm animals would receive extra rations and would even speak to one another. On Christmas Eve, families gather around the Christmas tree holding hands and singing carols. Norwegian trees are often decorated with candles, fruit, glass ornaments, and hearts, or baskets made of woven paper. Simbang Gabi, or the Dawn Mass, is a long-standing Philippine tradition. Every dawn, church bells ring throughout the country, calling the faithful to pray. The final Mass of the holiday season is the Midnight Mass, also known as the Rooster Mass or Misa de Gallo. early Christmas morn, when midnight mass is over, Filipinos come home for the traditional Noche Buena, a delicious meal often featuring as many as 10 to 20 dishes, such as ham, chicken, fish, rice, and an assortment of fruit. The holidays are a time for family gathering and tributes, but Lola, Grandma, or the family matriarch earn special commendation and respect on Christmas Day. In Poland, hay is placed on the Christmas Eve table beneath the tablecloth to symbolize Christ's birth in the manger. An extra place is set in case a visitor should pass needing food and lodging. In addition to St. Nicholas, who brings children treats on December 6th, on Christmas Eve, children are visited by Starman and a group of star boys. They visit after the Christmas Eve or Vigilia dinner, asking youngsters questions and rewarding them with treats. Adults go to a midnight mass called Pastorka, derived from the word for shepherd or a shepherd's mass. The holiday season begins on December 14th with Christmas novenas. Throughout the season, neighbors are awoken at night by parandas or parades of people traveling house to house playing musical instruments. Parandas are a combination of Christmas caroling, serenading, and a cheerful prank. In Puerto Rico, gifts are exchanged on Three Kings Day or Dia de Reyes, January 6th. Gracing the Puerto Rican holiday table are delicacies such as rice and gandules, pigeon peas, roast pig, pastels, which are plantain and meat pies, arroz con dulce, a creamy rice pudding with coconut milk, and coquito, which is a rum-based eggnog. December 20th is St. Ignatius Day, and on every Romanian farm, a pig is slaughtered. The ham, sausage, and pork are the centerpieces of Christmas dinner a few days later. For Christmas dessert, families traditionally enjoy konzognac, a fruit bread that is quite difficult to prepare. Women of the family make enormous quantities of konzognac so that it will feed the entire family the whole week of Christmas. On Christmas Eve, children polish their best pair of boots and leave them out for Santa Claus, who is also known as Grandfather Cretchum. The Russian Christmas Eve table is filled with delicious foods and symbolic decorations. The feast, called Holy Supper, includes 12 meatless dishes, such as mushroom soup, baked cod, fresh apricots, parsley potatoes, and kuchya, which is a special porridge made of grains, honey, and poppy seeds. A white tablecloth symbolizes Christ's swaddling. A candle stands for Christ's light. And pagach, a loaf of bread, is a metaphor for Christ as the bread of life. Russia's legendary figure, Babushka, is reminiscent of Italy's Befana. A mythical elderly woman, she chose not to follow the wise men to visit the Christ child, so she roams the world searching for him for eternity. Like Befana, she brings gifts to good children on Christmas Eve in Russia on January 6th. For centuries, it was forbidden for Scots to celebrate Christmas. Instead, Scotland became world-renowned for its New Year's Eve or Hogmanay festival. The holiday, now a mammoth ticketed event, is rooted in ancient sun worship of the winter solstice. Fire, in this case torches, bonfires, and fireworks, is still an important part of the celebration. Part of Hogmanay lore is first footing, or the belief that if a tall, dark stranger appears at your door at midnight on New Year's Eve, the year to come will be prosperous for you. At midnight on Hogmanay, everyone joins hands and sings Auld Lang Syne, Time Goes By, the ubiquitous New Year's Eve song originally adapted from a Scottish poem. In Serbia, Christmas Eve is celebrated on January 6th. The evening meal is meatless, and many of the foods served, like dried fruits, are symbolic of death. Before going to bed, families cover the remaining food with the tablecloth, as it is believed that spirits of the dead visit during the night to enjoy the feast. On Christmas Day, everyone is greeted with a hearty Christos se rodi, which means Christ is born. The traditional Christmas morn breakfast is svarka, a dish of eggs, butter, and cheese served along with dry fruit and plum brandy. Christmas Eve is the most eagerly anticipated time during the holiday season. If you are visiting a Slovakian household on Christmas Eve, be sure to arrive hungry. 12 courses symbolic of the 12 apostles are served. Here's a sample menu. The meal may start with a sauerkraut and mushroom soup. It is said that the soup represents life's bitterness and sweetness. A fine cereal is next, perhaps the first food Jesus may have eaten as a baby. Fish follows, accompanied by lima bean salad, prune salad, potatoes, and peas. Stewed prunes or beans also are served. Bobalki, biscuits sweetened with honey and dusted with poppy seeds, are said to symbolize prosperity and ward off evil. Dried fruits, like those that may have been eaten by Mary and Joseph during their travels, come next, followed by fruit pastries and mulled wine. On Christmas Eve, Slovenian children eagerly set up the family Christmas tree and nativity scene. Families gather for dinner, which often features pork or goose, fruit, and nuts. A few days later, December 27th, is St. John's Day, when winemakers bring their best bottles to be blessed. Children enjoy an unusual tradition that takes place on December 28th, the Fest of the Holy Innocents. On this day, and this day only, children are permitted to hit their parents with a switch. According to legend, this practice actually protects the adults from ancestral ghosts. Swedish Christmas trees often are decorated with straw ornaments, Swedish flags, candles, and fruit. Pepparkakor are heart, star, or goat-shaped gingerbread cookies, and holiday baking fills Swedish homes with a lovely aroma during the holiday season. Following the Christmas Eve smorgasbord, families are visited by Tomte, an elf who lives beneath the floorboards all year long, but only comes up on Christmas Eve. In years past, Swedes would race to church on Christmas morn. The first to arrive would enjoy the most prosperous harvest in the coming year. Swedes are sometimes teased for allowing Christmas to linger until Easter, but the holiday officially ends on January 13th, Knut's Day, when Swedish families take down the Christmas tree. On the evening of December 6th, St. Nicholas Eve, a spectacular procession takes place in Switzerland. Leifeltrager, groups of men wearing enormous bishop hat-shaped lanterns atop their heads, march through towns at dusk. In the Swiss village of Küssnacht, some 200 participate in this ceremony, with hats as tall as 6 feet high. Later in the month, on Christmas Eve, sound is the sense inspired by the season. Throughout the country, bells are rung to announce midnight mass. In recent times, bell ringing has become a bit of a contest, with villages competing with one another to ring the loudest and the best. Though most Thai are Buddhist and Christmas is not a national holiday, many enjoy a reason to exchange gifts and gather with friends, and some of the more popular Western customs have been adopted. Alternatively, the Thai New Year, Songkran, is a time of deeply rooted tradition. Water is a symbol of renewal and is believed to wash away bad luck. During Songkran, Thai bathe Buddha statues in their homes. Younger people sprinkle scented water on elders as a blessing and as a demonstration of respect. As part of the festival, fish are often released back to their native waters and birds freed to the skies. Most Ukrainians celebrate Christmas Eve on January 6th. The Sviata Vakera, or Holy Supper, is the focal point of the holiday season. Kolak is a special braided loaf of bread that is the centerpiece of the Christmas Eve table. After a magnificent meal, carols or kolyadki are sung, and children are visited by Father Frost, accompanied by Snowflake Girl. Christmas is a time for generosity, merriment, and gift-giving, and indeed many non-Christians take part in celebration. In the months leading up to the holiday, as early as September, American stores begin featuring decorations, gifts, and greeting cards. As the holiday draws near, children are on their best behavior since they know that Santa Claus, also known as Kris Kringle and St. Nicholas, is watching them. On Christmas Eve, many families attend Midnight Mass. Some enjoy a feast on Christmas Eve. Others wait until Christmas Day. Often the meal begins with a prayer. Traditional foods vary depending upon the region, but may include turkey, ham, potatoes, pumpkin pie, and eggnog laced with rum. Though it has become the brunt of many jokes, the traditional sticky and heavy fruitcake still is part of many holiday celebrations. The Welsh holiday season is filled with custom and superstition. Eisteddfod, or caroling, is very popular. People sing in the streets, at home around the Christmas tree, and in church. Sometimes songs are accompanied by harp music. Another tradition is passing the wassail bowl, an intricately decorated bowl that holds a spiced beer. The bowl is passed and everyone takes a sip to ensure a good harvest in the year to come. Welsh families keep a Yule log burning all 12 days of Christmas as good luck. If the ashes from the log are planted with seeds, the harvest will be a good one. And mistletoe is hung to keep away bad spirits and attract romance. Welsh poet Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales was published in 1955. Ramadan, a month of fasting and spiritual cleansing, is celebrated by Muslims around the world during the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. This month, the timing of which changes from year to year, is considered to be the most blessed time. Ramadan commemorates the beginning of Islamic enlightenment, the point when the Prophet Muhammad received the revelation from the Holy Quran. Ramadan ends with Eid al-Fitr, a joyous three-day festival marked by prayer, feasts, and expressions of thanks. To herald the new year throughout the country, Chinese launch fireworks and participate in parades with elaborate floats, all headed by the enormous golden dragon, a symbol of strength, goodness, and luck. Red is considered to be a lucky color, and children are given lucky money in red envelopes. Diwali, also known as the Festival of Lights, begins on the darkest night of the Amavasya moon cycle to symbolize light's triumph over darkness, the victory of good over evil, and justice over injustice. Each year, Hindus and Sikhs observe Diwali for 5 days during the lunar month of Kartik, October or November on our Julian calendar. To celebrate Diwali, people set off fireworks and hang strings of electric lights. Rows upon rows of earthen oil lamps called deepas illuminate towns and cities to help the goddess Lakshmi find her way into people's homes. Families and friends exchange gifts of sweets and fruit as tokens of good wishes. The name Lucy or Lucia means light. In Sweden, the winters are long and dark, and it's easy to see why Santa Lucia Day holds special meaning. Santa Lucia symbolizes the return of spring's long daylight, as well as light of Christianity spread throughout the country. Sweden's winter holiday season begins with Santa Lucia Day on December 13th. Early that morning, the eldest daughter of the house dresses in a white robe with a wreath of candles atop her head. She then wakes the household by singing the song Santa Lucia and serving coffee and saffron buns to the family. Hanukkah is an 8-day festival of lights that celebrates a miracle that occurred during the Jerusalem temple's rededication. Only one small flask of oil was found for rekindling the temple lamp, enough to last one night. Yet the oil lasted for 8 nights. Each year, beginning on the 25th day of the Hebrew month Kislev, Jews around the world light a special lamp called a menorah. Every evening at sunset, for 8 evenings, families sing blessings and light a candle, adding one each night. A Hanukkah tradition is a top-spinning game called dreidel. Children are given chocolate coins called gelt, and many families prepare potato pancakes called latkes. Kwanzaa, an African-American holiday, means harvest of the first fruits and is based upon ancient harvest celebrations across Africa. Dr. Maulana Karenga established Kwanzaa in 1966 to reaffirm African heritage and reinforce a sense of community among African-Americans. Nguzo Saba are the seven principles, the core of Kwanzaa: unity, self-determination, collective work, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Beginning on December 26th, families light a candle each evening for 7 evenings to celebrate these principles. Candles are black to symbolize the African people, red to symbolize their struggle, and green for hope. After the candle lighting ceremony, everyone joins in performing songs, dances, and skits. Then guests and family members share a unity cup of water. Buddhists consider Visakha Puja Day to be the holiest of all days. It marks Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and death. And Buddhists around the world celebrate his loving kindness and compassion by placing his statue atop an altar and lighting candles and incense in prayer. Worshippers meditate, abstain from alcohol and any acts of immorality, and offer food to monks and novices. The holiday is held each year on the day of the full moon in the sixth lunar month.